The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I legit had one of the craziest things ever happen to me at a live event. And we've been doing this for a minute.
All right. I can't wait to hear it. Let's go.
So I played in a charity golf tournament after the show yesterday, supporting the South Shore YMCA. We played at Pine Hills Golf Club. It's awesome. They have two courses there, a ton of golfers, and it supports all the YMCA's programs, their camps.
Love it.
They wanted me to let you know that they have a program. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, they have this wellness program that they want to talk to you about.
Because I know there's one right in Quincy.
And they that's what they said. So they want to connect with you on that as well. And I want to say thank you to Paul Gorman. He's the CEO, and then Mary Orne. So they are big fans of the show. They both live on the North Shore, and then they drive to the South Shore every day, so they spend a lot of time.
Because South Shore is the best shore.
That is true.
Apparently not to live.
And so, you know, I wasn't really there to do anything other than to play golf, because they know Barrett goes to their camp on the Cape. And so we played, and I am amazing at one shot, and I'm awful at the next shot.
Golf.
It is just so frustrating, because I can hit a ball. And it's just like, even the other people that I'm playing with, they're like, geez, Carson, that was a great shot. And then the next one, I hit 3 inches. And
consistently inconsistent.
Oh, it's awful. It is so awful. So I played with Mary, you know, she runs all the marketing and everything. I played with this guy, Steve Gorman, who is the CEO's brother. I played with Bob Halloran, who is 35 years in sports TV here in Boston. So he's been there, seen it all. Super nice guy. He was the one actually hosting the event.
Okay. So a cool foursome.
It was a blast. We had a great time. So afterwards, you know, they always have the raffles and the giveaways and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so they didn't ask me, but I offered to get some tickets from the radio station to give away at the event. And so what they did was they put our Carson Kennedy logo on a couple of the holes on the course.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. And then we had people take selfies in front of our thing and then tag us on social media.
Come on.
It's true. It's true.
Cool.
No, it's super cool. So now we pick a winner, okay? A random winner. And so Mary wants me to go up and say just a quick thing.
Say a few words.
Just real quick. And so I tell the story of how I was a Y kid. Mary, she's worked for the Y since she was 13 years old. She has collected a paycheck since the 70s.
You are kidding.
From the YMCA.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. And so then what I have just a phone number in front of me. And so I call out the phone number. And it's to win tickets to go to Foo Fighters at Fenway Park.
That's a huge prize.
It is a huge prize. It's funny you say that, Dan. Because when I call out this person's phone number, 508, blah, 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 this guy over to the right of me starts screaming, jumping up and down. Pretty young guy. I would say he's late 20s, early 30s. And he is losing his ever-loving mind, jumping up and down. And it was really a funny moment. And everybody is laughing. It's a huge room. And it's just funny. And then he comes storming towards me. And he grabs me. And then he picks me up.
He picks you up?
This guy. Now,
Carson, you are 6'4".
This guy is probably 6 feet, 6'1". And he's built. He is built. And he comes in and grabs into the back of my knees and then lifts me up in the air like I am the Stanley Cup. And he is shaking me violently.
Did anybody
screaming.
Get pictures?
I don't know, because I was just trying not to die.
Were there adult beverages at this charity auction?
I don't think that was played into it at all. I just think that's the kind of guy he is.
I think that's hilarious. I wish someone had a picture.
I was scared. It was the craziest thing that I've never. I mean, I've had people be excited and you hug or whatever.
Imagine I ended up in the hospital from
a
hug.
I really felt like I was baby, like being lifted up. You know, at the
Simba.
No.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Thank you. Yes,
right,
it's more Dirty Dancing than Simba.
Okay.
Nobody puts Carson in a corner.
That's what it felt like. I mean, because when he came in to like do it, I was like, okay, he's going to like hug me. And then as he started to lift me up, he kind of like grabbed me around my waist. But then he redid it and he went lower to my knees and then just whipped me up into the air. And I'm screaming. My face is bloody red. He is screaming and yelling. I did not know if I was going to live. So I ended up talking to him afterwards. He apologized. It was very funny. So the guy's name is David Lombardo.
What's up, David? How you living, buddy?
And if that name sounds familiar to anybody on the South Shore, Lombardo's, obviously a famous venue.
Yeah.
We did an event there when Michael Jackson passed back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah. So
what is it, like a bar?
So it
was like a place to have an event.
Hall?
I think it was a nightclub at one point.
There was
but
a
also
whole lot
a
of
performance
stuff.
Space. If you were going to have a wedding there, they have wedding venue things, all of that.
So they did a lot of things.
It's where like a lot of proms happened for high schoolers on the South Shore. It like had this really cool staircase it. It
was, if you were on the highway and you looked over, you would see that chandelier that hung from the building. That was Lombardo's. They actually just announced that they're closing that venue down to do some other stuff. It's been there for like 60 years, but he's part of the Lombardo
family.
That is wild.
But How cool is that?
It was just the craziest thing. I honestly thought I was going to die. When he lifted me up in the air like that, I was like, what is going on?
I wish I knew the sound that you made.
I cannot imagine.
When you first got lifted up and you didn't expect it.
If anyone was there and took video or pictures, please send Kennedy at Mix 104.
Just that first,
But then, you know, at first when he grabbed me, but then the second going in to make sure he could lift me even higher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, at least the tickets went to someone who's excited.
He's going to have
love that.
We don't like a dead fish winner.
No,
he's
going
to have a great time at the Foo Fighters show. I want to go with him now because I can only imagine what it's going to be like. So anyway, a big thank you to everybody at South Shore YMCA.
Oh, that's so cool, Carson.
For having me yesterday. It was a lot of fun. And you should definitely look them up if you're looking for camps for the kids or any of the YMCAs that they have down there are all fantastic and they really do a wonderful job.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.